The issue of raw milk sales again comes before lawmakers. A state Senate committee will vote Tuesday on whether to let some farmers sell unpasteurized milk if they sell it directly to interested customers. Critics remain, including Governor Walker. He fears raw milk sales hold the potential of damaging Wisconsin's multi-billion-dollar dairy industry. We visit the type of operation the state could license. The Sauk County farmer has already succeeded in court. Vernon Hirschberger grew up on his dad's organic farm in rural Ohio.
Even though at that time it was, you know, it was the laughingstock of the community to farm organically because there wasn't any big price for your product or anything, but he just believed that way.
Hirschberger left the farm and built furniture at a nearby shop while he married and started a family. But farming was in his bones and called him to Wisconsin.
Yeah, our main reason for moving out here was for farmland.
Gradually, Hirschberger shifted the land from conventional to organic. His 157 acres now support the 35 cows he milks. We step into the barn where eldest son, Stephen, is handling the milking this evening.
The one going out, that's a Jersey. And on the big flag ones, those are crossbreds between Brown Swiss and Holstein.
Each cow placidly steps into position for its turn to be milked and then quietly heads back out onto the rolling fields. Hirschberger and the more senior of his eight sons built this milking parlor themselves. 14-year-old Wayne is filling half-gallon glass jugs in the adjacent room.
This is where the milk comes into, comes from the stainless steel pipelines into this glass bowl. And then when it gets to a certain level, it flushes it out down the pipeline. We have like 10 Jersey cows, and we have people who are willing to pay, easily willing to pay a dollar more for this milk because of the high butter fat.
Hirschberger says he didn't set out to become a raw milk poster child, but over time, he says neighbors, retired farmers who gave up their cows, missed their fresh milk. They asked Hirschberger to set some aside.
In 2003, actually, we started doing that. And they came and asked for milk. We had never expected to do something like this. Word of mouth, and it's just... Today, we range between 200 and 300 families that come to the farm.
They helped Hirschberger build what resembles a small upscale convenience store, where he now sells products, everything from honey to sausage, some items from neighbors, others from more distant producers. But his number one seller remains his own unpasteurized milk. Son Wayne is dating every jug because, as Hirschberger explains, milk has a two-day shelf life. Period.
That's what he's doing. You know, he's labeling that. There's a date on there, so you can sell by date. So next week, this is Saturday night, next week all that stuff goes off the shelf. We eat it ourselves or dump it to the pigs.
In June 2010, state agriculture officials appeared at the farm and stretched yellow tape across the pantry's freezers. The state ordered him to halt his operation immediately until he procured licenses to sell from his home base. Hirschberger argued that this was not a commercial operation, but a buyer's club.
It was 5 o'clock that day when they left. And, you know, there's a lot of things that cross your mind. There's families going to go hungry. Of course, a small part of it was the financial end of it. I mean, we had nowhere to ship our milk anywhere. The cows have to be milked. So until the next morning, 6 o'clock, we as a family had agreed to, you know, just move ahead and feed the families.
4 criminal counts and months later, a jury decided Hirschberger's business did not need a license to operate. He says his raw milk has never sickened any club member because his cows are healthy and feed on grass, and he tests the milk monthly for bacteria.
We also test it for the pathogens, you know, the salmonella, the E. coli, and there's 4 or 5 different pathogens that we always test it for.
Hirschberger acknowledges raw milk can make people sick.
It just depends on where it comes from. From certain farms, milk has to be pasteurized. You know, the dad cap, they have their place. They're not an unneeded agency at all.
A state Senate committee will vote on whether farms should be able to sell the untreated kind if they meet several health conditions directly to consumers. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.